Mark Seaton, a lifelong resident of southwest Missouri, has lived for years on 40 acres in Highlandville, just south of Nixa. His son Marty described him as, quote, a great, hardworking guy.
Spent 30-plus years working in a grocery store warehouse, raised his two natural kids and several other kids that he adopted and fostered, and a great man in his community, a great father, a great mentor for dozens of people.
After they raised their sons, Marty's parents fostered several children. Almost 4 years ago, when Mark was 57, he was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's disease. According to Marty, he's doing well so far.
There are signs that we certainly notice and he notices. But if you met him, you may not notice a difference unless you had been around him a lot before.
An Alzheimer's diagnosis can leave people, both those diagnosed and their loved ones, feeling helpless, Marty said, since there aren't many treatment options and there's no cure. The 37-year-old Spokane High School and Drury University graduate wanted his dad to see that he was doing something to help.
And the more I looked at the problem, the more I came to the conclusion that it really needs money. It needs awareness and money, but researchers need more money. And I thought, well, I can try and raise money. But if I want people to dip into their pockets and take their very hard-earned dollars and give them to my cause, I thought I needed to show them that I was doing something really hard, too.
Tomorrow morning at 6, before the sun comes up, Mark Seaton will begin a 100-mile endurance race at Mark Twain National Forest near Rolla. His goal is to raise $1,000 for every mile he runs, for a total of $100,000. The money will be donated to the Alzheimer's Association. So far, he's raised just over $38,000.
I've gotten small donations from high school teachers that I haven't seen in almost 20 years. You know, $20 here, $20 there, and then it's come from all over, people I don't know, people I do know, and, you know, some, I'm a lawyer, so other lawyers, judges, mayors, all the way down to high school bus drivers and lunch ladies. So it's really been such a broad group of people that have supported what I'm doing, and I've been overwhelmed by that.
The money will be used for research and to support those caring for Alzheimer's patients. Seaton will begin the race on the Ozark Trail about 100 miles south of Steeleville and run north on a single-track trail.
It's rough. It's rocky. It goes through a lot of streams. I think the elevation gain that I'll go up is about 13,000 or 14,000 feet. So it's up and down hills, through rocks, cliffs, rivers, streams, and I have 32 consecutive hours to finish it.
He doesn't plan to sleep because he's determined to finish. He's never done a race like this one. A few years ago, he started running to lose some weight. He's completed two marathons, but he's never done an off-road race. Those are different. According to Seaton, they're more mental than physical, although you have to be in good physical shape.
You have to be able to push through the night when you haven't slept and everything hurts, and you just try to get your way to the finish. So it's a very slow progressive progress where you just have to keep putting one foot in front of the other.
There will be aid stations set up along the route every 5 to 10 miles where runners can get water and food. He has a whole crew of people that will be helping him. Four people will take turns running with him from mile marker 40 to the end. And family and friends will meet him at the aid stations to help with food, clothing, and equipment. He's run over 700 miles on trails to prepare for this.
I've got three young kids myself, and my wife's been very patient. I've been gone just about every Saturday and or Sunday, plus up at, 4:30, 5 a.m. during the week, a couple times a week. So she's been patient, manning the house while I've been trying to do this.
He's anxious about running 100 miles in one stretch because he has no idea what his body is going to do. The most he's ever run in a day is 40 miles, but he's mostly excited.
The one great thing about having all of these people know what you're doing is that you're raising money and you have a lot of encouragement. The negative side is then if you fail, there's hundreds of people that know about it. So I'm hoping to finish. I'm optimistic, just trying to stay positive and not worry about anything that's out of my control at this point.
He'll wear trail shoes with a little more grip than regular running shoes. He'll have to take it slow because the trail is rocky, and this time of year, rocks might be hidden beneath leaves. He's heard it referred to as trail braille because you have to feel along the trail with your feet.
I'm not going to be sprinting at all. It's going to be kind of a slow tap dance down this trail, hoping that I don't fall too many times.
He'll wear a pack to carry water, food, batteries, a flashlight, a first aid kit, and other needed items. He'll wear a headlamp at night. When he first came up with the idea to run the race for Alzheimer's, he just wanted to raise some money and honor his dad. But his expectations have changed. He got on Facebook for the first time and posted a video of himself talking about his father. This week, his dad, who had also never been on Facebook before and who's not one to talk about himself, according to Seton, posted his own video on the social media site.
Kind of saying what this is like from his perspective, which I think really brought it home to a lot of people of how this affects a whole family.
It's not just himself against Alzheimer's, Marty says. It's turned out to be a community event, and he's heard from friends and strangers about their own experiences with the disease. He feels like he's been able to raise awareness about Alzheimer's. His family has grown closer, too. He says they're not talking about a topic that before they've kind of danced around. The race will end Sunday at 2 at a campground, and for the last one-third of a mile, runners can have as many pacers as they like.
So that means that I can have everybody who's helped me cross the finish line with me. So my dad plans to be there with me to cross the finish line, so that's going to be special for me.
Find out how to help Seton raise money for Alzheimer's at ksmu.org. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skoliski.